bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us as they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table. The story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Johnny introducing you to this episode of Microscope.
This is Aaron. That's Surplus. That's not Aaron.
Surplus is destroyer of kibble. I'm Jordan and I am passing the baton on to Jeremy.
Yes, I'm Jeremy, and I am the lens for this next round of play. So as the lens, I believe the options available to me are to focus on an existing era or create another era, correct?
Yes, on your turn, you can create a period, an event, or a scene, or two nested things if you're the lens, which never was really clarified in the rules.
Nested
like,
things?
Yeah. But essentially, it's like, because you're doing the thing at the beginning and the thing at the end, it's kind of nested in that regard, I would imagine. So yes, you can go ahead and create a new
era.
Period, excuse me. The periods are the ones that are like this.
Mm-hmm. And then that becomes the focus.
That would be the focus.
Okay. Dark era, dark period, going in between the ones we have done. Several systems are cut off from conventional travel by a mysterious web of dark nebulae.
Ooh. A web of dark nebulae? Oh.
So this is between divine beings begin to show up on planets and claim their protectorship, and the Treaty of Parallels establishes the Order of Wavebinders.
Yes. It seemed like that there needed to be some more conflict in between that and a tree.
That actually ties into the last event that I created.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
The plot thickens.
All right, Johnny, over to you.
Yep.
I need to look up the term.
Now we're in the part of, ooh, we gotta make this science fiction-y. Gotta look up the terms.
What are the peoples called? The god peoples.
Atua?
Atua.
Well,
depending.
Well, we don't know if the Atua and the Divine Protectors are the same people.
Now we do also have the Light Atua.
Yes.
Yes, that's why I put, so yes. There could be more than
I know.
One group of
I just can't remember the word Atua.
Yeah. It's like it's dark.
Yep.
Scribble, scribble, scribble.
Natua named Tahiri forms and leads a band of pirates who base themselves in one of the dark nebulae. And just so you know, Tahiri is the god of storms and wind.
But those protectors wish they had weapons of war now.
Well, the protectors might have them. They expanded on the planets they were protecting.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Space pirates.
Yep.
Well, I did say Treasure Planet earlier.
So we can also introduce Space Cowboys, I'm assuming.
We could. And Space Samurai.
Space Ninjas.
Ooh. Things are getting spicy here with the Atua.
Well, we know there's at least one bad Atua.
Pirate Atua.
Uh-huh.
You go to bed every night and he says, job well done. I might kill you in the morning.
This whole one's going to be dark, I think.
Oh, man.
The Divine Protectors declare Tahiri a wanted criminal, but in a strange twist, announce it's a crime to hunt Tahiri or even enter the Dark Nebulae and create a blockade facing out.
Hmm. I wonder why it's a crime to hunt them.
The two are not being truthful.
Really? Who would have thunk that?
Natural flavors, fruit and vegetable juice for color.
Oh, just for color. It does say just for color.
I want to know what kind of natural flavors they're putting in here.
Tastes like space.
If Cook was following NASA, it should be raspberry flavored.
That's what space tastes like?
Apparently.
Raspberry.
To 2009, astronomers were able to identify a chemical called ethyl formate in a big dust cloud at the center of the Milky Way. Ethyl formate happens to be responsible for the flavor of raspberries.
So should we, instead of
it Milky also Way... It smells like rum.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. Yes.
That smell... So the galaxy is boozy and fruity.
Yep.
That's why they're space pirates.
All right, this is fun.
Oh, a light.
Kohola, a lowly entomologist, accidentally discovers the parallels. He finds his way into Tahiri's nebula, learning that a space station base has been built orbiting a ringless planet.
Ooh. And I'm assuming that...
That would be afterwards, yes.
Yeah.
Is it an entomologist?
Entomologist. A bug studier.
Does he study interstellar bugs?
Interstellar insects.
No one listed Starship Troopers as their inspiration. Let's do it. All
right, what you got?
Tahiri reveals himself to be the leader of the Shanda Tua and claims they are responsible for the destruction of planetary rings. He declares open season on any protected planet and publicly executes a light Atua figurehead. X.
No.
X is dead.
Well,
so X doesn't. I mean, X still spans.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But we will not be seeing X. Well, depending on.
We could.
Yeah.
Because in Terra Proximus, we killed off Jacques LeBeau, and then in the later era, Carlin brought him back.
Where's that going?
I'm going to put it at the end, after Kohola found his base.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, I guess I am the lens, or the
legacy.
Legacy.
And that's a light one.
No, that one's a dark.
It's dark.
I know.
I was really trying to throw something in there. I was just going to steer it away from the...
Peace and love.
Well, no. The Stargate vibe.
Oh.
The Shanda Tua. I already love this world.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I already love this world.
I am really glad that we went with microscope.
Oh.
So I think you also get to come up with a scene.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
All right, so this is the second time we've referenced like these parallels.
That's the first time in...
Chronologically. The second time in this section. And yeah.
So what are these parallels? How would we define them?
My original intention when I wrote about the Treaty of Parallels was parallel worlds.
That's a good campaign name right there.
The Parallels?
Parallel worlds. Depending on what we play. We shall see. I'll hold that in reserve.
All right, that's dark. When X is killed, his death creates a portal into the parallels. The Shanda Tua use that to escape. There's a hole left in the nebula that looks like a fish hook.
Day.
Dark.
Really?
I thought maybe for a change.
It's a pretty dark era. It's a
pretty dark era.
Hence the need for treaty.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am so excited for this world.
Me too.
We're not even done yet.
I mean, we still got three more errors that we could flesh out.
Yeah, if we don't add any more. There we go. All right, well, due to time constraints, I think we're going to go ahead and call it there for this time. It's a little bit shorter of an episode, but I think you get the gist of how it's going to go.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening. When we come back, hopefully we will have a few more voices for you. And a few more ideas to mix into the pod. Until next time, thanks for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.